할렐루야 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 할렐루야.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Holy God, help us to have faith in you that we may never hunger again. Amen. Jesus said that whoever believes in him would never be hungry. I'm always hungry. Do I lack faith in Jesus? Do you ever get hungry? Do you get thirsty? Do you have faith in Jesus? Faith in Jesus means to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. When we truly love God, our neighbor, and ourselves with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, then we will no longer be hungry or thirsty. We will be in paradise, we will be in heaven, and we will live forever. So, a couple weeks ago, I was in New Orleans with the youth group. Rebecca's going to share her testimony in a little bit. While we were there, I really enjoyed the cuisine of New Orleans. I ate a lot of jambalaya, crawfish etouffee, red beans and rice, gumbo, bread pudding, beignets with lots of sugar, roasted oysters, and French fries that are not dripping, but swimming in oil and garlic. So after all of that, how do you think it affected my health? Well, I'll tell you this, not right now because I was on vacation this past week, but when I came back from New Orleans, I lost weight. How could that be? Well, we were on our feet all day, walking around. We were taking public transportation. Food was expensive, so even though it was very rich, the quantities were less. Sometimes I would skip a meal, often. Very seldomly was I able to eat three meals a day. So often we worry about what we eat, right? Every 6 months or 3 months, a new diet book hits the market. But what if it's not really about what we're eating? What if it's about our lifestyle? When we were on this 9-day pilgrimage with the youth, there weren't enough hours in the day. We were busy from sunup to sundown, always moving, always on our feet. One morning, I slept in, and I was late meeting the kids, and boy, did I hear about that I was the late one. I didn't have time for coffee. It's been years since I haven't had coffee in the morning. And to my surprise, I felt extremely alert and energetic without any caffeine. There was only one problem. I had a splitting headache. So a little bit of Tylenol helped take the edge off. Finally, I didn't have a cup of coffee until it was the afternoon. We had a little bit of free time, and we decided that we would go to the World War II Museum. I kind of had to, because before we left, our president, Jerry Euler of the congregation, said, "You got to go to the World War II Museum." So I had a cup of coffee on our way in the afternoon, and it sort of felt like I just sort of lifted up in the air and I flew across the city with a caffeine high. I went with the youth and we went to the World War II Museum, and I read every single word there was on the timeline, and I enjoyed all the attractions. Can't say enjoy because it's not joyful, but it's impressive. You know, one of the things I learned while I was at the museum was that most Americans did not want to get involved in that war. There was great atrophy and reluctance after World War I. So many people had died. Average citizens did not want to send their sons and daughters off to war again. Poll after poll after poll showed the people did not want it. So when our government decided that we were going to do this, they had to win public opinion. Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave a famous speech, his State of the Union, on January 6, 1941, where he laid out his reasons why we should get involved. He said it was to defend freedom. And he outlined four aspects of freedom that everyone and the whole earth deserves. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship. Those two are enshrined in the First Amendment. The second two we don't hear about as much. Freedom from fear and freedom from want. So that was our pretext for getting involved in World War II. Today we might ask ourselves, do we enjoy all these freedoms? Are we free from fear? Are we free from want? Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me will be free from want and fear." Whoever believes in Jesus will live forever. Whoever believes in Jesus will never be hungry. So we think back to our first reading this morning about the Israelites wandering in the desert. They had left Egypt, and a great multitude was there surviving in the desert, and they were starving. They wanted to go back to Egypt because there was food to eat. Can you imagine how frustrating that must have been for Moses? He had listened to God, and God had helped him to lead the people out of slavery into freedom. And now they all wanted to go back because they wanted meat, the flesh pots. It makes me wonder if we aren't in the same predicament today. We're surrounded by food. As a nation, we know that we have a big problem with eating. We pay good money for diet and exercise, myself included. So if we think about those ancient Hebrews, Are we more like them when they were in the desert and they had their freedom, but they didn't know where their next meal was coming from? Or are we more like the Hebrews that were in Egypt, that worked sun up to sundown, had no freedom, but had more than enough food to eat? If we have faith in Jesus, we will be free and we will never be hungry. Bread would fall from the sky like rain, and pigeons would cover the earth. When Jesus is talking to the people in the gospel who are asking him about the manna, they said, "Show us a sign, because Moses gave us manna in the wilderness. What sign can you perform?" And Jesus challenges their thinking, because what they were thinking is that they were special. They were thinking, because we're the descendants of Moses, because we're chosen, because we're special, we will always have food. And Jesus said, food doesn't come from anybody being special, the right kind of whatever. Food comes from God. It's sacred. We'll be sharing bread and wine to remember how sacred food is. And this sacred food God gives to everybody. There is more than enough for everybody. If we have faith in Jesus, we will share this food so that nobody goes hungry. Faith is an action. When we share, when we love our neighbor, when we love ourselves, when we love God, the food will be spread around one way or the other, and everybody will have enough to eat, and nobody will be hungry. It is possible. By God's grace, the Holy Spirit will bring this to pass. And when we believe this, when we believe in the signs of Jesus, we will be cured not just of our physical hunger, but of our spiritual hunger. When our fellowship grows and we share bread with one another, other ailments will be healed. Mental illnesses will be healed. Many people suffer from anxiety and depression. And when we share our bread and peace comes to the earth, there will be no more depression. There will be no more anxiety. When we are free from fear, we will be free from anxiety. We will find more cures to physical diseases. We will find cures to addiction, and we will find cures from war and violence. There will be peace. There will be no more hunger. The day is coming. It's closer than we think. It will come to us like manna from heaven. We will feast with glad hearts. We will smile and laugh around tables filled with good things. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the hymn of the day.